Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok announced his resignation as the country remains in turmoil following a military coup in October and widespread protests since then. Pro-democracy groups had criticized Hamdok for agreeing to return to serve as Prime Minister after the military overthrew the transitional government he headed. Hamdok said stepping down would allow a chance for another person to lead the nation and complete its transition to a civilian democratic country. In the meantime, Sudanese crowds continued to demand what they described as Sudan's right to democracy and civilian governance following the overthrow of the authoritarian regime of Omar al-Bashir in December of 2018. Al-Zain Condon is a political analyst based in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum.
هذه الاستقالة لم تكن مفاجئة أبدا، لذلك هي.
The resignation is not surprising. It will likely further complicate the political scene unless both the military and the civilian sectors have a consensus among themselves toward the overall strategic goal of having a smooth transitional period. Only then will Sudan be able to peacefully emerge from its crisis.
A transitional government of Sudan with both military and civilian leaders took power in August of 2019. But in October, the Supreme Military Commander, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, declared a state of emergency and placed Hamdok under home arrest under the pretext of protecting the country from ongoing unrest. Given international pressure, al-Burhan changed his mind and allowed Hamdok back to his position. On Sunday, Sudanese military forces cracked down on large crowds, killing at least three people and wounding many others. The Office of African Affairs at the U.S. State Department called on al-Burhan's council to allow peaceful protests and install a civilian government that would lead the country to smooth democratic elections. Sudan's military leaders have shown no indication they intend to do that, and the pro-democracy demonstrators have made it clear they will stay in the streets, likely leading to more bloodshed in the new year. For Pacifica Radio, I am Rami Almirari.